That's not good.
Tim, as you can tell, it's beginning of Airstream time here on the East Coast, and we're excited.
Yeah.
We're in a good mood. We're in a good mood.
Yeah.
Little... Yep.
In fairness, Martin, Vintage Thunder, which was a Gronsky 24-foot trailer, it had all the trim removed off the side, and all it is a joint all the way around, and that trim actually covers the joints. And some Olympic rivets were used to fill those extra holes, and the whole thing was painted again. But basically, you'd be hard-pressed to know that there ever was trim there. So you can do whatever you like along those lines.
Oh, yeah. But, Tim, I was going to recommend that we give Martin Founder Buddy's phone number just so that if he ever does have questions, he'll always feel better after he talks to the Founder Buddy.
Now you're going to get Bounder peoples. Okay, now you got 70 peoples after us. Now you got a Gronsky people after us. Now Bounder people. When will it end?
You brought the Bounder Buddy on, not me. Come on.
Oh, man. All righty.
As you know, I'm sitting in the Suburban because it's raining out.
Right. All right, cool. Let's see. We have... All right, we got another question here from Denise from Boulder, Colorado. It's another Gronsky question. It says, guys, I'm restoring, or perhaps I should say destroying, to rebuild a 78... 24-foot Argosy motorhome. I have a guy working on the motor right now. We are having trouble finding replacement brake hoses. The guy at the Chevy dealer says I need to find the code sticker to find out what brakes I have on there and then go to Napa and see if they have something to match since everything has been discontinued. Any help with any part of this would be greatly appreciated. Thanks. So she's trying to match up brakes to a 78 motorhome.
Yeah, well, right off the bat, I would believe 24 foot would definitely be the P30 because it's the heavier, the larger motorhome. Because I think the smaller ones were only used on the 20 foot motorhome. So he should be able to get that, or she should be able to get that at any GM dealer.
And when you say P30, how does that relate? I mean, that's just specified chassis or something?
Yeah, well, it's a chassis that the General Motors sold to Grumman Trucks to put their bodies on, and to Moho makers and things like that. So, Red Truck deals.
So it's kind of a standard vehicle chassis that they built the motorhome around, so...
Yeah, exactly. There's lots of them around. I mean, the parts are still being sold everywhere. You can... You know, that's a standard chassis that they built into all kinds of things.
It could be like a take the hose off and go down to Napa Auto and show it to them, have them match it up kind of a thing.
Yeah, or somebody that actually deals in, I'm sure if they Googled P30 chassis or something like that, I'm sure they'd find all kinds of suppliers, truck suppliers that sell that sort of stuff.
All right. There you go, Denise. Hopefully you can find a part source for that. If anybody knows, they can email us, and we'll mention it on the next show. What else can we talk about Argosies? We can make this our Argosy show that we've been promising. Those are the only two specific Argosy questions I have right now. I know, Colin, that you painted at least one. Not quite.
Yeah, we painted Vintage Thunder, which was Airstream Life's first project trailer. Mm-hmm. We did another one about a little over a year ago. All of the Argosies that we've ever seen, they've got the steel end caps, and they're galvanized steel, and typically galvanizing comes off to some degree, and they start to get rusty, oftentimes right around the rivets where they attach to the aluminum. So you have to take great...